The power discrepancy between the first and latest version of characters. Starting off, we have Super Mario, and his first appearance in 1985 Super Mario Bros. Would put him at about wall to building level, whereas his most recent canonical appearance in 2023 Super Mario Bros. Wonder puts him at multi-solar system level, though his most powerful version comes from Super Paper Mario, putting him at multi-universal. Up next is Sonic the Hedgehog. His first appearance in the 1991 Sega Genesis original game puts him at around mountain level, whereas his most recent appearance, while technically split between his modern and classic counterparts, puts him between planet all the way to star level, and even then his Archie counterpart blows both of those out of the water, no pun intended, being at ultraversal level, giving him author-like abilities. Son Goku's first appearance in the Dragon Ball manga all the way back in 1984 puts him at moon level, whereas his most recent appearance in Dragon Ball Daima, ignoring the fact that he's a kid, his most recent Dragon Ball Super Clashes put him at fourth dimensional. Superman's very first appearance in 1938 showed him to be far less invulnerable when the writers were still developing him, being more of an island-level hero. However, in 1939, he quickly became a logic-breaking hero, but from 1985 onward, he spawned many incarnations, and in the modern day, he's often depicted at multi-galaxy to universal level. Spoilers for the 2025 Superman movie, he survives an energy surge from Metamorpho, which would put him at roughly country level.